Good morning, everyone. This is the Selfless Love Talk Show with your coach, Chanel Budd. And I am going to be presenting to you all this morning the topic of abandonment and rejection. Before we get started, I wanted to just take some time out to reflect on, again, the issues that we are having to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And if it's not us personally, then it's someone we know. If it's not us individually, then it's somebody that we know who are dealing with these type of feelings and emotions. And so I just wanted to say that for myself, I have been afflicted at times with, feeling abandoned or rejected. And so that's one of the other reasons why I decided to do this topic today, is because I know that I am not alone. And, I know how to triumph. I have overcome these feelings and these emotions. And so I felt like bringing it to the table today would be a good thing to do, to help other people who are going through this right now or have been through this, to help other people overcome and heal from abandonment and rejection. I'm going to start today with a verse that I've seen that I felt was appropriate for today's topic. And it is going to be Peter, 1 Peter 5 and 8. And it states that we are to be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And off of that topic, at hand, I wanted to just, share the fact that this is something that we have to battle with, is knowing that you will have attacks from the enemy. And he uses people. And he uses people, some willingly and some unwillingly. Some people know that they're being, manipulators or out to harm you or to break you. And then some people just don't know. It could have come from their own abandonment issues from their past or their upbringing and childhood. And so one of the things that I came across was on the law of attraction. And so I wanted to share with you all some of the content that really I found intriguing and interesting and helpful. So I'm going to go ahead and read. Many people don't realize that they're feeling emotionally abandoned or that they did as a child. They may be unhappy but can't pinpoint the reason why. People tend to think of abandonment as something physical like neglect. They also may not realize that the loss of physical closeness due to death, divorce, and illness often is felt as an emotional abandonment. However, emotional abandonment has nothing to do with the proximity. It can happen when the other person is lying right beside you, when you can't connect, your emotional needs aren't being met in the relationship. Emotional needs. Often people aren't aware of their emotional needs and just feel that something's missing. But people have many emotional needs in intimate relationships. They can include the following: to be listened to and understood, to be nurtured, to be appreciated, to be valued, to be accepted, for affection, for love, and for companionship. Consequently, if there is a high conflict, abuse, or infidelity, these emotional needs go unmet. Sometimes infidelity is a symptom of emotional abandonment in the relationship by one or both partners. Additionally, if one partner is addicted, the other may feel neglected because the addiction comes first and consumes the addictive attention, preventing him or her from being, preventing him or her from being present. Causes of emotional abandonment. Yet even in a healthy relationship, there are periods, days, and even moments of emotional abandonment that may be intentional or unconscious. They can be caused by intentionally withholding communication or affection, external stressors, including the demands of parenting, illness, conflicting work schedules, lack of mutual interest, and time spent together, preoccupation and self-centeredness, lack of healthy communication, unresolved resentment, and fear of intimacy. When couples don't share common interests or work and sleep schedules, one or both may feel abandoned. You have to make an extra effort to spend time talking about your experiences and intimate feelings with each other to keep the relationship fresh and alive. More harmful and unhealthy communication patterns that may have developed where one or both partners doesn't share openly, listen with respect, and respond with interest to the other. If you feel ignored or that your partner does not understand or care about what you're communicating, then there's a chance that eventually you may stop talking to him or her. Walls begin to build, and you find yourself living separate lives emotionally. One sign may be that you talk more to your friends than to your partner, or are disinterested in sex or spending time together. One second. When you or your partner fears intimacy, you may pull away, put up walls, or push one another away. Usually, this fear isn't conscious. In counseling, couples are able to talk about their ambivalence, which allows them to get closer. Often, abandoning behavior occurs after a period of closeness or sex. One person may physically withdraw or create distance by not talking or even by talking too much. Either way, it may leave the person feeling alone and abandoned. Fears of intimacy usually stem from emotional abandonment in childhood. In childhood, emotional abandonment can happen if the primary caretaker, usually the mother, is unable to be present emotionally for her baby. It's often because she's replicating her childhood experience, but it may also be due to stress. It's important for a baby's emotional development that the mother attune to her child's feelings and needs and reflect them back. She may be preoccupied, cold, or unable to empathize with her child's success or upsetting emotions. He or she then ends up feeling alone, rejected, or deflated. The reverse is also true, where a parent gives a child a lot of attention but isn't attuned to what the child actually needs, the child's needs hence go unmet, which is a form of abandonment. Abandonment happens later, too, when children are criticized, controlled, unfairly treated, or otherwise given a message that they or their experience is unimportant or wrong. Children are vulnerable, and it doesn't take much for a child to feel hurt and abandoned. Abandonment can occur when a parent confides in his or her child or expects a child to take on an age-inappropriate responsibility. A few incidences of emotional abandonment don't harm a child's healthy development, but when they're common occurrences, they reflect deficits in the parent, which affect the child's sense of self-insecurity that often lead to intimacy issues and codependency in an adult relationship. Couples counseling can bring couples together to enjoy more closeness, heal from abandonment, and change their behavior. So what I got from this that really got to me was that, even though these things happen, it is important for us to also understand that we can heal from these, from abandonment issues and feelings and also rejection. And the way that we do that is to go before the Lord. We have to really, you know, process the feelings, process it, understand it, embrace the emotional pain, embrace the truth. And once we're able to embrace those truths, then we can seek to find the help that we need to heal from those truths. And I encourage counseling. I encourage seeing a therapist and always making sure that you are actually seeing someone that is right for you, because just because it's a therapist does not mean that it's a therapist for you. And so, you know, anything that happens as far as your body and your health and your mind, your spirit and your soul, you want to make sure that you are in control of getting that care. You are in control over who you're allowing to care for you and to speak into your life and things like that. So finding that balance and having that for yourself, you know, it'll help. Here are some signs of fear of abandonment. Fear of abandonment symptoms vary from person to person, but they may include the following: high levels of generalized anxiety, low self-esteem, depression, low mood, constantly feeling criticized, flashbacks to previous abandonment experiences, panic attacks, feeling out of control of your own life, putting yourself down, loneliness, self-medication with drugs or alcohol, obsessively imagining scenarios or imagining scenarios of abandonment, attraction to people who appear to be rejecting, feeling uncomfortable in social content. These are all different symptoms or fears that you know, once you allow those emotional feelings to take place within you, they root these type of things. And so that's why it's very important to, you know, seek help and to actually process and understand that you're having these feelings. These feelings are real, and it's okay. But how do you not make the same mistakes, and how do you heal from it? How do you overcome it? And that is to, you know, self-reflect, meditate, I'm sorry, I have somebody on and I can hear the background noise, so I'm going to mute it. You meditate and everything like that, but then you go before the Lord and you take those worries and those concerns to the Lord. Honest. Be honest. You know, I've been hurt. I've been rejected. I feel this pain. I'm feeling this way. Help me get through it. Help to heal me. You know, and that's how you overcome. You speak encouraging things to yourself, and you start to say, this is what I want. You start to build up on your healing process, but by not attracting the same type of people that will keep you inflicted in that same type of pain. So you forgive whoever it is that you feel has harmed you or rejected you, but also appreciate the fact that, you know, when you're rejected, that doesn't mean that you're not worthy. That just means that that person or that particular situation shouldn't be in your life, because it's bringing you that type of emotional pain. Words of encouragement. So today I'm going to just speak on the words of encouragement. You know, when you're going through these type of doubtful situations, or you're feeling like you're not good enough, or, you know, you're always being let down and unappreciated and things like that, to love yourself, to speak love over yourself, to encourage yourself, you know, and to also speak the word over yourself. I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, and it says, "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." So you take it back to the Lord, and you go back and you read scripture that's going to help you be strengthened in your weakness. The Lord's word will strengthen you in your weakness. It will help you to conquer, you know, those rejection feelings and abandonment issues and things like that. And you also pray for those who have abandoned you or rejected you. You also pray for them, and that allows for you to heal as well. and to be strengthened to move forward. And you know, and try not to allow the same type of people and patterns to dictate your life. So pay attention to your warning signs, your red flags, to keep yourself from going backwards into, you know, those dark places that I had addressed today, as far as the different fears that you get, and then what it builds up to do in your body and causes, you know, to pour out on the outside. And a lot of times people don't even realize that they're having these overflowing, pouring out emotions, and they're pouring out on everybody around them, but you don't know that you have all of these issues because you allowed it to be suppressed and you didn't heal from it. You didn't feel it. You didn't process it. You didn't meditate, and you didn't pray, and you didn't ask the Lord to help you, you know, where you were weak, to pour into you and strengthen you and heal you and forgive the people that harmed you, and you forgive the people that you have harmed. Because, again, it says in childhood, a lot of these things happen due to childhood abandonment issues or feelings or being rejected. But then when you grow up, you didn't seek counseling. You didn't seek the help then. So it pours out into your adulthood, and you bring these type of issues and relationships around, you know, and it comes out, and it's worse when it comes out as an adult, because all along there were all these issues and unresolved hurts. And then, you know, it's pouring out onto everybody else, and it can hinder your relationships. And I'm not just saying an intimate relationship, but friendships and work relationships and, you know, how you handle your boss and, you know, and things like that, how you handle your employees, your partnerships. So it's just today was a topic in regards to abandonment and rejection. I'm going to leave the line open. And if I'm ever speaking and you all have a question, please feel free to just, you know, join in at any time. Again, if I don't know that you all want to ask a question, I'm just going to leave it open. So you're always welcome to join in. So I'm going to go ahead and start my prayer for today. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. You can always listen to the replay. I have books available, Selfless Love Lessons. You can get it on Amazon under Coach Chanel Rosebud. I have Plan the Hand I Was Dealt, Pressing Forward. You can also get that one. I have a workflow encouragement journal and a Why I Love You journal, and they all can be purchased on Amazon. I also have a shoe design that I'm a designer of Selfless Love shoes, and those can be purchased at www.aliveshoes.com/selfless-love. And I'm just excited for everybody. We will have a guest speaker on September the 14th coming on, and she is going to be speaking on finances. She has a children's book out, and it's in regards to teaching your children how to save while they're young. And also she's going to have a lesson for the adults as well, for the parents and adults, to manage their finances better and how important it is for us to have our finances. So I'm going to go ahead and say my prayer. And if there's anybody who would like to speak, that you can. And if not, we're going to go ahead and close out today's show. Heavenly Father, I just thank you again today for all that you're doing in our lives, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing me to have this podcast to share with the world and try to have this as a healing space, Lord, an informational space, Lord, and an encouraging space. I thank you for all my listeners, those that tune in now or in the future. I ask that they are all covered and protected and blessed, Lord, and where there's a need in their life and in their families, Lord, that you see that the need is met in your will, Lord. I ask for protection, and I ask for everyone to have abundance, Lord, and no lack. I ask that all the lack, Lord, is blotted out, Lord, and that we are to walk in obedience, of course. And, you know, I just thank you, and I just love you, and I pray that everyone has a wonderful week ahead. And until next Saturday, God bless.